Blog Talk Radio.
This your boy Ronnie Bell, coming to y'all once again, you know, with this real talk, real music. And I know a lot of you ladies out there, you know, you ladies are wondering why you're not having the success that you deserve. And I know some of you don't want to hear it, but the truth is, it's your man.
You gotta gain him weight, boy. It's only so much a woman can say. She's losing her hair, yeah. All because you're still there. You keep putting her down, down. Every time his friends come around, thinking and thinking, she's drowning in debt, constantly sinking, getting in her way. Whatever it is, it don't matter. I'll be the ship and call. You're getting in her way. Whatever it is, it don't matter. I'll pay the shipping cost. You're getting in her way. Whatever it is, it don't matter. I'll pay the shipping cost. You're getting in her way. Whatever it is, it don't matter. I'll pay the shipping cost. You're getting in her way. Whatever it is, shipping calls. I can put you on Greyhound, hound. Pack your things and never come back around. I'll pay for a megabus, bus. You gotta go, can't stay here no more. Priceline.com. I'm willing to pay. You gotta leave today. Getting in her way. Whatever it is, it don't matter. I'll pay the shipping cost. You're getting in her way. Whatever it is, it don't matter. I'll pay the shipping cost. You're getting in her way. Whatever it is, it don't matter. I'll pay the shipping cost. You're getting in her way. Whatever it is, it don't matter. I'll pay the shipping cost. You're getting in her way. Whatever it is, it don't matter.
Now look, a lot of men are jealous of their woman. You know, they try to do little petty and sneaky things to stop your groove, ladies. Like, if you're trying to go back to school or start your own business, they gonna shoot the idea down. They wanna keep you caged in like a bird, and always accusing you of messing around. And because he don't socialize with family and friends, he don't want you to do so. That's why you can't go to the next level. See, ladies, the sooner you let him go, the quicker success is going to come to you. The bottom line is, ladies, you sleeping with the enemy.
I tell you, I'm Dr. Rosa Dean Smith, the host of Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. I just wanted to play that, don't own the rights to the music, but we want you to understand that last part is you got to realize that you might be sleeping with the enemy. And it's all about finding out where you are, where you're going, what's your goal, what you're going to accomplish in a relationship. The title of our show today is Relationship, What Do You Need? So you got to ask yourself what you need. We want you to be a part of this show. We want you to call in. The call-in number, if some people say dial in, chat line, however you want to call it, is 347 857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure to get you on the line so we can share some awesome thoughts about relationships. What do you need? See, it's good to be here. And once we get you on the line, we're going to let you, share your location, because that's the way we can keep up with it on our chart to know exactly where we are and where we're connecting with people. Then offer your comments, your expertise, or just whatever you want to say. But that's what it's all about. Now, if you want to hear us on the web link, had to get it out, kind of had a little time talking today, but that's all right. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. Now, if you want to email the show, you can go to WBSW Internet Talk Radio @gmail.com. Have the same opportunity at just LorindaDSmith15@gmail.com. Then if you want to tweet the show, you can go to @WBSW_internet_talk_radio, as well as @TheSmithWayProduction. Again, @LorindaDSmith15. Now, Instagram, we're going to give a shout-out to those brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, because they allow us the opportunity to partner with them. That's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville 110. That's Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter in Greenville, Alabama, a Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, to make sure this vessel can get the word out through their network, their social media site, as well as ours. It's just good to be able to do that. So make sure you check us out on Instagram. That's Zeta Phi Sigma. And please understand, Greenville goes along with that 110, and that's what it's all about. Now, if you want to check out some shows later on, you can go to Facebook. You can check it out on Instagram. You can check it out on Blog Talk Radio. And you type in blogtalkradio.com/WBSW. We're the boys of the Smith Way Production. That's WBSW, Internet Talk Radio. And you can get all our shows, and we're glad to have you. Now, there's a couple other Instagram sites that we work through. We work through Coach Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith 15 at Smith Way Production. See, and so I'm excited. You see, I'm in my voice. We've been rolling 2 or 3 days this week already. This is our third day, and we're glad and truly blessed. We had an awesome show last night as well as Tuesday. Tuesday, the show is just part two we're doing today, building with a relationship and what do you need. Keep in mind now, WBSW, Internet Talk Radio, we have listeners and watchers in 18 countries. That's including the United States, Canada, and Mexico. So we look forward to getting the word out to you. We want to go and get this show started. I was going to say tonight, since I'm so caught up in the darkness outside, but at midday hour, we're so glad to be able to come for you. So we said today. So glad to have a chance to do this. Now, I want you to kind of keep in mind, we're still, raffling off we have three more raffles, one on June 30th, one on July 15th, and one on August 1st. Make sure your Cash App is in to me. You can DM me your Cash App. You can also, if you're on Instagram, you're having a great opportunity to go to the message area, the question area, and put it in. Or you can just send it to me. Being a follower of Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville number 10, you can send it to us. We'll be glad to have it. Then also, if you just want to email it to us as well as text, but you can email at wbswinternettalkradio@gmail.com. Then you can text it to the office number. That's 334-467-7261. Again, that's 334-467-7261. Now let's make this thing happen. It's all about hashtag MIDWID, make it do what it do. So let's get started with relationship. What do you need? See, some of the things that's so important, we have to sit down and take time and assess where we are in life to find out exactly what we really, really need. Not what we want is what we need. And a relationship is what you need. It's not what you want, because if you spend your time wanting things, you will not be able to get it. But if you put it in just break it down and just write down the pros and cons of what you really need in a relationship, you can be very successful. We're going to start off, as we shared the other day, we want to go a little bit more in-depth. We talked about just simply the three C's, but actually I said the four C's, because it's so important that we keep in mind about the four C's. number one, you got to understand in a relationship and a healthy, a long-lasting, a strong relationship, you got to keep in mind you have to make sure you're able to be able to connect with one another to build a foundation. Once you build that foundation, and this is the thing that will help you through the three C's. First of all is communication. You have to communicate and be able to listen. When we talk on our Love Cafe, we talk time to time about the acronym of love. The first acronym is L, and that L requires you to listen. Lies requires you to listen, but also requires you to be able to communicate in a way that both of you are understanding what you're working on and what you're saying. So communication is important. So you have to be able to listen. That way you can be very successful. Communication is the key to every type of relationship, whether it's a family relationship, whether it's a friendship relationship, whether it's a relationship on the job, whether it's a romantic relationship, whatever it may be, you have to be able to communicate in a manner that's going to be successful for both of you all. It has to be mutual. If you're not able to communicate with this gent or this young lady, then what you need to do, you need to probably move on, because the gift of goodbye is easier to pass on. Don't spend your time with those people that can't provide you what you need. Because, see, the want you can get. The second thing in the form of a C is compromise. In a relationship, a healthy relationship, you're going to have to compromise. We had said before the O is overcoming challenges, overcoming obstacles in your life. That means that you're going to encounter some things that are going to require you to compromise. You can't have a problem with compromising so you can be happy, so you can enjoy joy, peace, by allowing yourself to understand, I'm ready to make sure this relationship is successful, and I can't hold on to these things. I can't punish it, you know, what's going on, overlooking his faults. Overlooking her faults, because we all have faults that have to be overlooked. So we have to compromise and be willing to compromise. The next C is commitment. See, commitment is so important. See, we ask people, children, what commitment means to you. We are always committed to what makes us feel good. We're always committed to what we want to do. So if we want to be in this relationship, we want this relationship to be successful, we have to put in the work. See, commitment is all about work. Goes back to the V in the love acronym. V is value. How valuable is this relationship? Based on my fundamental principle, based on what I understand about life and what I need in life, is I'm ready to commit to the success of this relationship. Commitment is so important. It's what's commitment to you. And the last C is consistency. One of the things that every time I come on and talk about relationship, talk about the Love Cafe, just talk in general, the first thing our watchers and listeners, if they make connection with me, they always say, I want to make sure I am in a relationship that have consistency. That's what it's all about. See, for a relationship to give you what you need, you have to make sure you are truly, truly consistent. Don't call the day and a week later you call. Don't text this morning and don't connect back with them. See, that's telling them that I don't need you in my life. But there is some challenges and some things that come about that we can overcome if we communicate with that person. So the four C's is so important to the success of a relationship or a healthy relationship or a long-lasting relationship. Again, truly, it's important what we talk about. We talk about communication. We talk about compromise. We talk about commitment. We talk about consistency, being consistent in what you do. If you want to be in it, you're going to take time to be consistent. You truly going to take time to be consistent in what you're doing. No woman or man wants someone to step in, then step out. Because you'll find out in a lot of cases, when they're not consistent, most likely they got 20% or less in than 80% out. It's not a such thing in a relationship, a healthy relationship. It's truly, truly 50-50. It is 100-100. If you're not ready to be 100, well, you probably need to step out, find you somebody that can fit that 50-50. Because there are some people out there 50-50. But when you talk about coming this way, you got to give 100%. And if you're not willing to do it, then that means you can't be consistent. You're not willing to communicate with me. You're not willing to be committed. You're not ready to compromise. Because a relationship requires you to do all those things. Is that you? Ask yourself, is that you? And you got to truly understand that. The title is Relationship, What Do You Need? Part 2. Ask yourself that. What do you need? Not what you want. Because we have to understand truly the difference between wants and needs. Some people get caught up and not truly realizing that is a basic difference. See, when we're talking about a relationship that has a foundation, you have to understand that if I'm about to give my heart and soul to you to make sure this relationship is successful, I'm going to make sure I can do the four C's. Then I'm going to make sure I can do the L's in there. See, I'm not going to put a number on it, but I'm going to just simply say like this. See, in a relationship, you have to learn to live. Come on. Then you have to learn from the relationship. And then at times, you got to let go. Those are L's that allow you to have a successful or healthy relationship. But let's look at love and how it is created in a relationship, how it addresses your needs or your want. Is love a need or a want? I'm asking you that. And I want you to think about it, Seth. We want to give a shout-out to our sponsor. We have McKinsey & Associates, shopping on wheel for home products. If you're interested in and buying some home products and want to deliver it to you, give Dr. Olivia E. Smith a call. The number is 770-473-6291. Again, that's shopping on wheels for home products. And they can provide you everything you need. And if you need some transportation service, give King Transportation Service a call. That's Lyndon King Sanders. He's over in West Alabama, one of the top transportation services, and his contact number is 205-454-8157. Again, 205-454-8157. Give him a call. Let him know you heard it on the Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood, WBSW Internet Talk Radio. Let's look at is. In a relation, love a need or want? First of all, we have to understand our basic needs. See, that's one of the things we get away from. See, when we look at the basic ideal of a relationship, see, we all of us have an intense desire to be loved and nurtured. So we ask that question, is love in this relationship a need or a want? See, a need is to be loved. See, too many times we get away. When we said about what do we need love. Love is the essence of my soul. So my need is love. So as I move forth in a relationship, I always consider this basic fundamental need is love. In your love language, you may have identified what's your love language. A lot of people can say they have all five of them, but I'm only going to talk about the one that may strike me. And see, it's so good that you have to address the one that strikes you because it helps me understand my need in a relationship. I need physical touch. I need to be touched, and I'm willing to touch. See, that let me know I'm loved. See, that lets me understand that I have someone that want to love me. God, they're willing to touch me. They're willing to comfort me. They're willing to hug me. They're willing to squeeze me tight, and willing to lay a kiss on me, give me the things that I need, and I'm willing to do the same thing. So my need, yes, for love, and my love comes through my love language, that physical touch. There's others that I can put in a low percentage, but I have requested. You know, people say the ideal of receiving gifts. I am more of one that gives gifts. For example, right now, our show is raffling off three days that we're going to raffle. We're going to raffle on June the 30th, a trip to Orlando, Florida, 3 days and two nights. We're going to take care of the hotel cost and the taxes. You will be responsible for the travel and your meals and any other incidental you have. So we're giving that away on June the 30th. How can you put your name in? Make sure you get your cash out to either, if you're on Instagram, just go down to the question and the comment part of this Instagram of 0YSigmaGreenville110 and just type in your cash out. If you're on Facebook, just go DM me. DM me your Facebook. If you already have done it, we know your name is in the house. Because every time we have a winner, now the first raffle we had was on the 31st. And the winner was Tara Pickett. Tara Pickett won it. So she chose to go to Atlanta. She wanted to go to Atlanta. Whereas that lead, the other trip was Orlando. So you can put your name in. So giving back to us. Giving back to the people that's the watchers and the listeners of WBSW Internet Talk Radio. See, that's my love language. And that's what it's all about. Then we have affirmation. See, a lot of time when you're dealing with someone who's analytical, they analyze everything down to the inch. And when they analyze, they pretty much already have an ideal, and they're looking for affirmation from you. That's what I need. What do you need? I need you to make sure to get your cash out in. Not only are we going to put you in for the raffle, we're going to sow a seed in your life. We're going to make sure we sow a seed. So we ask you to play a part. Many of you on there now, and I think joining us right now is Angela.co. Thank you so much. Not able to give you a wave right now, but thank you for joining us as well, along with the other individuals that's on the board as well as slowly coming on Facebook. We have two devices working through this. Now, as we begin our show, we always talk about how you can connect with us. I always give you the Blog Talk Radio in regards to our WBSW Internet Talk Radio. We also make sure you get the Instagram, but on Facebook. If you want to follow or be a friend, go to Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith. That's facebook.com/DRL D'Alberto Smith. You can watch all our shows. You can be a part and follow what we're doing. You can find out on the raffles. As I said, on June 30th, we'll be raffling off a 3-day, 2-night trip to Orlando. Then on June 15th, we're going to come back with two bikes. We're going to adult bikes. We're going to raffle off those two bikes. And you have a chance by keeping your name in the as a cash out in the I call it the tank to spin and keep going, the shape, whatever, we're going to come up with it. And then the third trip that we are planning, and that trip is to either Myrtle Beach, Gatlinburg, Tennessee. That's 4 days and 3 nights. And that will be raffle-off on August the 1st. So you got a chance to enjoy yourself. You might want to take that trip that week. Some people know things are going on then. Or they want to take the trip 12 months from now. You can. It's all right. We're going to make it happen. We just want you to be the part of what we're trying to do. Let's talk about whether love in a relationship, again, is what you need. Love is definitely what you need. See, we have to keep in mind that when we are able to contact people to be interested in them, showing that you care about them, that's a comfort for them. So if I say it's love, a need, or a want, I'm telling you, it's a need. Now let's move forward to look at ways to figure out exactly what you want in a partner and feel confident asking for it. So you got to remember, the hard conversation is something that need to come early if you want to further that relationship from that tier of associate to acquaintance. See, we're talking about associates when you meet somebody. You meet them in passing, or you meet them in a workshop, or you meet them somewhere in a store, and you choose to further the situation by wanting to get acquainted with them. You might want to give a number to them so they can call. It is time to ask the hard question. It was amazing. I was watching one of the shows that come on. I think it was Jericho. And the young lady said that, it was Judge Mathis. And young lady said that she never really asked a man what he married. But he said he told her he was married. See, these are hard questions that need to come up at the beginning. See, what you have to make sure that if you want to be in a relationship with somebody, you need to know who you're in a relationship with, you know, so you can feel confident that you can have a successful relationship. So you have to have that confidence to ask the question or make sure you check these things out. You need to be looking for this. First of all, you got to be able to set boundaries. So one of the things we forget sometimes, that we want to let things flow and not set boundaries. If you're not comfortable with it, if you want to have a relationship that's successful, you have to set boundaries. See, when you also next have to make sure when you start with your bad date. See, that's a key to let you know, do I want to be in a relationship with this person? If this first date didn't go well, why would I try for a second date? Some people do. When they try, they want to just rip their heart out because I gave and thought it was going to be better. It's that thing about I'm going to give that person the benefit of the doubt. But if you have that hard conversation and the person asks you for a date, you need to ask a few questions. There's nothing wrong with that. You have to ask some questions. Some people say it's too early. No, it's never too early. Because you need to know whether or not you want to continue on with this. This bad date tells you that it's going to be a few more bad dates down the line. So you have to make sure. Also, ask yourself these two major questions. You talked about setting boundaries. You talked about starting with a bad date or a date. But you have to ask yourself questions whether or not I want to be in a relationship with that person. One of the first questions that you should ask is you really ask yourself. So you ask yourself, does this person share my lifetime goals and dreams? Some people say it's too early to have that conversation. It ain't never too early to ask that conversation. What is the relationship goal here? What do you want to do? Why waste time with someone that are not willing to set any goals in a relationship? No one wants to be in a relationship and on a journey and going nowhere. See, what you got there is a joker. And you don't want no joker in your life. If you want to have that joke in your life, then look to go nowhere. It'll be the beginning, and then eventually it's going to be the end. The idea is in between. You want to work hard to get to that ultimate goal. You have to set some goals and have dreams. You have dreams. I dream of a fruitful life. I dream of a life partnership. I dream of giving all I can give so this relationship can be successful. The next question you have to ask, do I feel better about myself when I am with this person? See, that's one of the questions. Now, I don't see how hard that is. Ask yourself. You open the door to be acquainted with that person. Do you feel better about yourself? That first date was bad. Why am I going on the second date? Maybe this person's not for me. I have to make that decision. So you have to ask yourself those tough questions. And number two tough questions, if you ask them early, very early, you'll know whether you want to spend your time in the relationship. Then you know what? Through those two questions, you'll know what you need. What do you need in this relationship? You should know because you asked those two questions. That first question again, does this person share my lifetime goals and dreams? Share. If they're not share, how are you going to get to the end if you're not able to come to some belief and compromise or understanding that this is what the goal of this relationship? Yes, I'm saying my lifetime goal, but we're talking about a relationship. Both of you are going to be in it together, 100-100, and you got, it's going to be a lifetime partnership. The ultimate goal should be, and it should be dreams. If they're not, you got to give them the gift of goodbye. Again, the second question, do I feel better about myself? Do I feel better about myself when I am with this person? If you're not feeling better about yourself, then you need to give them the gift of goodbye. Also, ask yourself one more question. And that question will be in regards to asking yourself how you want to feel with someone. How do you want to feel with that person? Ask yourself. We're talking about what you need in your relationship. This is part two of relationship. We're talking about the issues that come up in a relationship and why they're not successful, because we won't ask ourselves this simple question. We won't take time to ask what we need. We got to know what we need, not what we want. We want that external thing because we see that person. Oh, he looks nice. She looks beautiful. But she, you know, you got to find out the inner self. See, you got to find out what's in the heart. You got to find out what's in the soul, what's their state of mind before you can move forward. So let's see what this question is. And it says, how do I want, think about it. Let's say, how do I want to feel with this person? How do I want to feel? You remember when we talk about need? When we talk about need, you need love. We said love is important. So we have to make sure we keep that in mind, that, you know, love is the essence of our soul. So that's why I said, you ask that question, how do I want to feel with this person? It didn't say how do I need to feel. It's how do I want to feel. You can make that decision. That has nothing to do with what you need, where you need to go. Because you're saying simply, how do I want to feel with this person? I want to feel excited about this. I want to jump for joy. I want to be happy. And I can't be happy if I don't feel a certain way from the start. So let's make sure we're able to work on those things. Be a part of the show. Call in at 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I identify the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Actually give you a location and offer your comments, your expertise. If you're on Instagram, we have a section for questions and comment. Hit that button, comment on it, and let us know exactly how you feel and what's your thoughts on what do you need in a relationship. What do you need? If you're on Facebook, comment session, let me see, let me hear, share some things with me. If it ain't nothing but amen, so I understand. Let me know you're there. Thank you so much. That's what it's all about. Let's move to making sure we figure out what you want in a partner. I mentioned several things. I had some questions that you need to ask. You need to identify your values. See, once you identify your values, that person identify their value, then you'll come to a mutual agreement. That's what it's all about, identifying your values. If you're not sure what your values are, take time and do pros and cons on my values. What I believe my values are. What I know my values not. Go down and write it down. So you must identify your values. Then you got to figure out what you don't want. See, that's one of the things. See, we always hollering about what we want in a relationship. You don't need to figure out what you want. You got to figure out what you need. But you darn sure need to figure out what you don't want. You can't spend time trying to satisfy everybody else. You satisfy yourself. That's why you. Everything is about identifying my values. These questions, do I believe I can spend a lifetime with this person? You know, do this person understand where I'm going? I have to communicate with them to make sure. The next thing, after figuring out I don't want, I have to find out what the characteristics that more or less of a healthy relationship. See, we're finna touch on that. Thank you so much, Ms. Lutay, for sharing some things on Facebook. Honesty is so important. See, some people get caught up, and that's a characteristic when we talk about a healthy relationship or trait. But I added a few more. We talked about the basic ones, that is self-love, that is honesty, that is trust, that is communication, that is commitment, that is dedication. There's consistency. Now let's add a few more. When we're talking about a healthy relationship, six characteristics is empathy. See, if you don't have empathy, you're not going to be successful. Sometimes we get caught up in worrying too much about ourselves. We got to consider other people. See, I always tell people I encounter, it seems like, you know, you do all the beautiful things for them. You do all the things, the helpful things, but it's just one thing you don't do. They go off the chain to the point where, you know, like, wow, what did I do? I just didn't go along this time. And the thing about it, you got to remember the good and not always focus on the bad. So keep that in mind. You have to have empathy. You have to have trust. We're talking about honesty, trust, which is part of characteristics of a healthy relationship. You got to be able to be trustworthy. You got to be honest. You have to be respectful. I tell anybody, what you don't need in a relationship is somebody that's willing to hurt, humiliate, and abuse you. Somebody who's willing to disrespect you at a drop of a hat. You don't want that in a relationship. It's not a healthy relationship. Not only you don't want it, you don't need it. And you shouldn't allow yourself to fall into that trap. Again, compromise. You have to have compromise. Compromise when times get tough. There are going to be a lot of obstacles in the way. There are going to be challenges. You have to come together and compromise and discuss to see how we're going to overcome and overlook. We have to make sure we do that. Laughter. You have to make her laugh. She has to make you laugh. That's what it's all about. That's a key characteristic of a healthy relationship and a successful relationship. Laughter. There's nothing wrong. Laughter is good for the soul. And love is the essence of the soul. Come on now. Keep your mind on the prize. And that's what it's all about. What do you need in a relationship? Not what you want, it's what you need. Also, we have to remember communication. It's always going to be a major part of every relationship. You have to be able to communicate with one another. You have to have open communication. Sometimes you're not going to like what people say, but I'll tell you like this. It ain't always what they say. What they say is how they say it. You have to keep that in mind. Listen to them, because you'll know where it comes from, their heart or their soul, or it just comes from a state of mind. This is what you're looking for. make sure you understand that. Also, things that are so important to in a relationship, you consider as goals for that relationship. These are five essential things to having a very successful, healthy relationship. We talk in every part. You remember we just said about what you want? Some keys, the difference between love as a need or a want are the four C's. Come on, let's look at five essential things that are tied into each one of them. You're going to hear them over and over again. So when you hear them, so you know I got to work on those things. First of all, in a relationship, you have to make sure these essential things are in place. We know essential, they have to be there. You have to make them work. If they're not working, you got to give them the gift of goodbye. The first one, again, was the last one of the characteristic, which is communication. See, this cliche is communication is the key. And you have to remember this cliche for a reason. It is the key to success in every relationship. Again, respect. See, respect comes into play again. It's so essential. I talked about characteristics. Some people said trait. I talked about things that you want in a partner. I talked about things that allow you to love and nurture. I talked about the seeds that needed to have a healthy relationship. Respect, again, is so important. Boundaries, again, is so important. See, we talk about this each time we're tying it in to let you know you're not on the wrong track. You're on the right track. If you communicate, respecting that person, setting boundaries, trusting and have honesty, and then support. See, that's a different one we hadn't heard before. Let's take a minute and talk about it. Support is just like our E in our acronym of love. That is encouragement. See, encouraging that person. Because when you encourage them and support them, you empower them. And that's what's so essential. And it's truly, truly is what you need in a healthy relationship. The call-in number so you can be a part of the show is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line. If you're on Facebook, you have a comment section, type in your comments. Thank you. You'll take pick up Inspire to Inspire, member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, for coming in. Rachel Robinson as well, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Then we have Angela.Cole. Thank you, Angela. And I'm saying you're a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you so much for taking time to comment and share thoughts and just be there to wave at me. That's what it's all about. So let's move to truly, truly what we need to foster a deep and loving relationship. Come on now. See, this has to be something you have to realize. When I say take your pros and cons, and if you on your pros and cons don't have some of these things, it don't mean you're not on the right track. It means that you may want to add something to your list. First of all, time. See, you want someone that's kind to you. We talked about up here the basic ideal of a relationship that have love, whether it's a need or want. See, a need is you need to be loved. So if you need to be loved, you want that person to be kind. To love you, I have to be kind. Then I have to be constant about that. I can't do it this time and don't do it another time. Ties in to being consistent, and that's what it's all about, consistency. Honest communication. We're talking about honesty in regards to being in a relationship that shows traits and characteristics. Honesty is one of it. Then we want to look at truly to their willingness. See, this is the thing I always add to those traits and characteristics. You know, we talk about the willingness to do the work. See, you want to put the work in. You know, I talk about several of our co-hosts on here. They're doing awesome things. Several of our listeners and watchers, they're doing awesome things. They're putting the work in, and that's what it's all about. They care. They love what they do. So when they love what they do, they're ready to put their boots on the ground. They put it deep and go to work and make it happen. See, we said make it do what it do. And it's truly what the willingness of work is talking about. See, when you're talking about working through something in a relationship, you're talking about working through the difficulties that you may encounter in that relationship, working through the disagreements that you have in that relationship. Agree to disagree. Don't always want it your way. Don't always keep score. Because if you keep score, you're going to lose the game. See, the thing about it, you may win the first quarter. You might win the second quarter. But in the second half, you have a half time to regroup. Those people going to regroup. That person going to come back at you with a new game plan. And that game plan going to require you to change your thoughts. So you have to understand, you have to agree to disagree. So you're not going to win the game if you only win two quarters. You got to win all four quarters. If you want to play the game, you want to keep score, you better keep score for four quarters, not two quarters, not one quarter, not three quarters. You have to keep score for four quarters. So you have to be able to be willing to put the work in. And you can't be afraid of the results. Because if you put the work in, you put the effort in, your results will overshadow anything. And that's what it's all about, a sense of humor. So you got to have a sense of humor. You got to be able to tell a joke every now and then. You can't be afraid to share that with them. You got to say, you know, I want to make you smile. I want to keep you excited. And through laughter, we talk about it. See, through laughter, bring about a joy and peace. See, that joy and peace will allow you to have some fun. And life is all about having some fun. See, it'll take away from the rigid daily life. We're dealing with COVID-19. We have people still dying around us. And we have to keep that in mind, that we have to laugh, we have to smile, and we have to tell a joke every now and then. We have to keep life fine. Funny. You have to make sure I have something that I use when I, as an individual, as an administrator. I retired many years as an administrator, as a teacher, an educator, a coach, but I had what we call the three L's. And in there, it was one so important, it's going to tie into what I'm talking about. And that's what I live by, the three L's. I'm all about being fair. Come on now. I'm going to be fair with you. I want you to do the same. And I'm going to be firm. Come on now. And I want you to do the same. And the last one, as I always tell my staff and told my students and my parents, my community, I'm going to be funny sometimes. I'm going to tell a joke every now and then. I'm going to smile every now and then. Because that's what I know the joy of life. See, a relationship requires you to have a sense of humor. It requires you to have some fun. It requires you to get away from the rigid daily life activities. So you have to keep that in mind. So remember what you need. We're talking about to have a deep and loving relationship. Next thing is sharing the lessons, which are life lessons, with one you love. See, don't take all the things you've experienced and keep it to yourself. Share it with someone else. If you're in that loving, deep relationship, you need to make sure you share your life experience. And they're going to do the same. Because what it's going to do is going to vault the relationship into something in a whole new atmosphere. And that's what you want your relationship, because you're trying to build a life partnership. That's through marriage. You're trying to do it, but you got to build up for it. You got to start off at the level and work your way. There are tiers of relationship, and you got to understand what tier you want to be in and understand where you want your relationship. If you want to foster a deep and loving relationship. You got to be kind, be cautious, be honest, be able to do the hard conversation, be willing to work, put the boots on the ground. Don't talk about it, be about it. Have a sense of humor. Have some fun. It'll take you away from the rigid days of life. Share your life lessons with the person you love. And I tell you, when you do that, you will be successful. You can be a part of the conversation. Give us a call at 347-857-4192. Press 1 and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I'll send back to you to come in with your comment. I want to thank the Zetas of Frederick. I won't say exactly where that is, but we're going to say Frederick Zetas, members of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you for joining us. And also remember to get your Cash App. If it's your chapter, if everybody in your chapter want to send you Cash App, and you put your name in the raffle for the two trips that are left. That's a trip on June 30. We'll be raffling off for the going to Orlando, Florida, 3 days and 2 nights. And we'll take care of the hotel and the meals, and you will handle your travel as well as your food. We also will be giving away 2 adult bikes on July the 15th. And on August the 1st, we'll be giving away a 4-day, 3-night trip to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, or Gatlinburg, Tennessee, whatever you choose. Let's get your Cash App in. You can get it in through Instagram. You can go to the comment part and type it in on the question comment section. If you're on Facebook, you can do it through the comment section, well, even DM. And if you want to send it directly to us, you can text the office, and that's 334-467-7261. 334-467-7261. Just text some Cash App. We are sowing a seed in your life. And there's many people that have received a seed and just been joyful, saying thank you, and we're going to do the same thing for everybody. It's not going to be a one-time thing. We're constantly going to make sure, and we're giving away the opportunity on trips and these bikes. God is blessing us, and we want to give. I told you the true love language for me is physical touch, and yes, receiving gifts, but also giving gifts. That's what it's all about. All right, we got a couple of things before we close it out. We have about 7 minutes. You know, we always want to understand what are the qualities. But before I go that quickly, I want to step back up there. When we talk about is love a need or want, we talk about you need to be loved. But let's look at truly in a relationship what you need and what you want. See, there's 2 big differences. A need is something you can't live without. Truly, that's what the question is all about. That's the title. What do you need in a relationship? That relationship cannot be successful without. There's nothing you can do to have a success in that relationship unless you know what you need. Now, want is something you like to have but can compromise. We talked about compromise. As we talk about the qualities, we talk about simply things that we know we need so you can be successful in the relationship. That's what the want is. So make sure you know what you need to be successful in the relationship. Now let's discuss the qualities that we're looking for. And that's required for a healthy relationship and with your life partner. We want mutual respect. See, we want to be able to respect you and you respect me. You got to respect my boundaries because I'm going to respect you. Trust. You're asking your partner, they should place trust in you. And you should place trust in them, because if you do, it eliminates doubt. The next thing is honesty. You can't be honest, not from day one, day two, day three. You're not going to be honest in the relationship at all. Again, compromise. Compromise is truly, truly something that you can do because you want that relationship to be successful. You're willing to compromise. But if you need for this relationship to be successful, you're going to do the things so you won't be without. The next thing, individuality. We all are individuals. Always used to talk to my teachers and my coaches, my students, my parents about each one of the children in your classroom, in this building, are individuals. They have different fundamental understandings of life. So we have to make sure those fundamental beliefs and understanding is recognized. And when they're recognized, we have to respect them. You cannot be in a relationship and telling everybody what you want and not thinking about your partner. If your partner says, I need some time to myself, it ain't time to go and be played. They may just want to have time where they can turn their phone off and go to the park and walk through the park. I'll just be at home if you're, you know, just sitting there, just want to reflect. They want to reassess. So you have to have time to meditate, and that's what it's all about, and then analyze where you are in life. Good communication. We talked about honest communication. We talked about hard conversation, but good communication. It takes a skill. Everybody can't do it. You have to work on it, and you got to be willing to put the work in. Next, anger control. If you can't control your anger, you're going to have trouble in that relationship. See, these things I'm talking about is truly required for a successful relationship or life partnership. You got to control your anger. And last but not least, fighting fair. And people have to understand, you don't fight to keep score. You just have to be fair with that other person, which is your partner. In your disagreement, you agree to disagree. You compromise. And that's what it's all about. It's been awesome today. Thank you so much for joining us. See, relationships, truly relationships, what do you need? And I hope something I shared with you today will help you focus on your need for your relationship and not your own. Remember, need is something truly, truly we need in regards to, let's say, love. See, we need to be loved. And we have to have a partner that know how to love us, want to love us, willing to put the work in. Because when you want, you have to compromise. When you're dealing with needs, it's something you can't live without. That relationship will not be successful. So all of these things I share with you, I thank you for joining me. It's been awesome. Again, what do you need in your relationship? Not what you want. It's what you need. Hashtag be responsible. Hashtag communicate for understanding. Hashtag one life matter. Hashtag making sure you grind on, just keep on grinding. Hashtag is a mindset. Truly, truly, hashtag M-I-D-W-I-D, make it do what it do. And that's what it's all about. I am Dr. Rosalie Smith. It's been good being before you today. I'm very excited, and hopefully something was shared with you and you can take back and help your relationship. A shout out to Angela.com. Thank you so much. Remember, I'm a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. We have the Fredericks Zetas I won't say exactly where that's from. They'll let me know. I'm going to wave at them. Thank you for joining us on Instagram and the many others who are watching. I know there's several individuals just walk by and watch. They just don't want to just have time to put in their name, but thank you so much. Also on Facebook, we have several people, but these individuals, I'm going to give a shout-out to Rachel Robinson, member of Zeta by name, this room incorporated. Also, she's down in Tallahassee, down there making things do what they do at FAMU. Then we also have Latay Pickett, the Inspired to Inspire, the owner, the founder, Inspired to Inspire. I tell her she inspired me because I see the things they're doing. She's a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. We want to give them a shout out to all the Divine Nine for taking time to check us out. And you share this with them because we want you to be a part. Our next show will be coming here on Monday. It will be truly the first Monday. However, we know it's in the second week. But we're going to do Monday. We're going to have a boatload of shows next week. We're going to have a Monday show, Tuesday, 1 o'clock, Tuesday night show at 7 o'clock. Then we're going to have a Thursday, 1 o'clock show and a 6 o'clock show on next week. And we're going to roll possibly on a Friday. We'll have Barnum with a knock at 3 o'clock. We appreciate you joining us. We love you. We want you to do this all the time. And we say this when we leave the show. Make sure you truly, truly tell your family members that you love them. The love comes from the heart and the soul. It's a state of mind. If you can't do it face-to-face, do it virtually. Do whatever you have to do. Give them a hug or personally and give them a hug. It's all about loving one another through a challenging time. We ask you to follow the protocols, the health protocols dealing with COVID-19. Continue to wear your mask. Continue to stay 6 feet apart. Continue to wash your hands. Continue to stay at home. And last but not least, if you have not taken the vaccination, you can take it. That's a choice that you will have to make. Get informed about it. Do what you have to do for those who are vaccinated. Make sure, as well as non-vaccinated people, always listen to many scientists. This is a time of being careful. It's a time of being careful, even vaccinated or not careless. I want to leave you with that. And as we close out, we're going to kind of keep in with what we had from the beginning, because if you're going to do challenges, you don't want to write to the music, you may have to move on. Give them the gift of goodbye. And I want to say this as we close out. I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the day. I love you.
This your boy Ronnie Bell, coming to y'all once again, you know, with this real talk, real music. And I know a lot of you ladies out there, you know, you ladies are wondering why you're not having the success that you deserve. And I know some of you don't want to hear it, but the truth is, it's your man.
You gotta gain him weight, boy. Losing her hair, yeah. All because you're still there. You keep putting her down, down. Every time a spring come around, she's picking and thinking. She's drowning in debt, constantly sinking. Getting in her way. Whatever it is, it don't matter. I'll pay the shipping cost. You're getting in her way. Whatever it is, it don't matter. I'll pay the shipping cost. You're getting in her way. Whatever it is, it don't matter.
I'll pay the shipping cost. You're getting in her way. Whatever it is, it don't matter. I'll pay the shipping cost. You're getting in her way. Whatever it is, it don't matter. I'll pay the shipping cost. Put you on Greyhound, hound. Pack your things and never come back around. I'll pay for a megabus, bus. You gotta go, can't stay here no more. Priceline.com, come. I'm willing to pay. You gotta leave today. Get in her way. Whatever it is, it don't matter. I'll pay the shipping cost. You're getting in her way. Whatever it is, it don't matter. I'll pay the shipping cost. You're getting in her way. Whatever it is, it don't matter. I'll pay the shipping cost. You're getting in her way. Whatever it is, it don't matter. I'll pay the shipping cost. You're getting in her way. Whatever it is, it don't matter. I'll pay the shipping cost.
Now look, a lot of men are jealous of their woman. You know, they try to do little petty and sneaky things to stop your groove, ladies. Like, if you're trying to go back to school or start your own business, they gonna shoot the idea down. They want to keep you caged in like a bird and always accusing you of messing around. And because he don't socialize with family and friends, he don't want you to do so. That's why you can't go to the next level. See, ladies, the sooner you let him go, the quicker success it's gonna come to you. The bottom line is, ladies, you sleeping with the enemy.